Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Go ahead, hit me with this thing that you have here with the Mets free agency.
All right, so to me, this is a home run plan, home run blueprint for the Mets to get to and to win a World Series.
This is your blueprint?
Yes.
Okay, and you're just going to see if I like
the blueprint. I think I'd be surprised if you don't like it. I'm more, okay. Obviously, if you don't, I want to hear that. But I also want to hear more so what level of possibility you think it is for the Mets to actually do this and achieve all these things. A lot of moving parts.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, first thing... Let me lay it all out before you hit me with your reaction. Number one, you trade for Skubal. Number one. Number two, you sign Ranger Suarez or you sign Dylan Cease. I know you're not a huge Cease fan, so I'm sure you'll get back to that. You sign one of those two guys. Then you re-sign Pete, okay? And then, where it gets a little dicey, and we'll see how much the Mets really mean business, you sign one of the following. You sign either Bellinger, Tucker, or Bregman. So, again, you trade for Skubal. You sign Suarez or Cease. You bring back Pete. You get either Bellinger, Tucker, or Bregman. And by the way, before you shoot down the Cease stuff, which you might, you go into the season with a rotation of Skubal is your ace. McClain is your second because you're not giving up in the Skubal. That's Tong, Sproat, whatever. And Cease as your third. Go ahead. What's your response?
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious that would be great. Now, I don't know how realistic it is. First of all, we got to find out if Detroit's going to move Skubal. I still think that they're going to because they kind of have to. It would be stupid to keep him. So let's say that they do make Skubal available. If Skubal gets traded, it better be to the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he gets traded and it's anywhere other than the Mets, we're going to have a problem. That's
on Stearns at that point.
Stearns. I mean, that's a major issue. Stearns and Cohen got to figure that one out. I mean,
but that's more Stearns. There's no money involved. Like that's got to be Stearns. You're not going to have an extension.
Well, it is money involved when you're talking about knowing that you're going to have to pay him probably close to $400 million, if not over $400 million in a year.
But you have no doubt Cohen's going to do that. Neither do I. So it's more about getting him there. Cohen's going to cut that check for school.
Check. Also, the conversation is going to come down to, hey, is it worth trading McClain plus for 1 year of this guy when we could just, if we're going to give him $400 million anyway, we could just wait. That to me is such a big trade that you're going to have to get the King's approval on that one. I'm not saying he would or wouldn't. I have no idea. But yes, if he becomes available, I mean, the Mets didn't get involved on Soto. Yankees did. They were aggressive. They got to the World Series because of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you get stuck with Trent Grisham now for $22 million because of it. But no, the Yankees go to the World Series because of it, and the Mets just waited a year, didn't give up anything, and sign him.
All right.
So I just don't know that.
Okay.
Anyway, Suarez would be the guy that I want. I have zero interest in Dylan Cease.
Okay.
Zero. And here's why. To me, he's just another dude. Like, he's better than Clay Holmes or David Peterson.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a true number one.
He doesn't have to be under the scenario. That's the beauty.
Well, under this scenario, I guess I still think there's going to be an overpay there. I have no interest in Michael King. I have no interest in Dylan Cease. I would go Suarez and Framber Valdez would be my two big free agents. Now, I'm not saying both. I'm saying I don't even want Valdez, but at least you could say, all right, well, they got Valdez. Suarez would be my first. Valdez would be my second choice. So one of those two guys.
Okay.
I do think it's imperative they bring Pete back, because if not, now you have so much work to do to, especially that Pete's open to being a DH.
Yeah.
If he's open for being a DH, to me, there's no excuse not to bring him back.
And if you lose him, the diminishment of power is a massive issue. And if you don't get a Tucker or something like that, I don't know how you really, unless you get Schwarber.
Well, you could.
Now you got a lot to do.
You could, but now Schwarber's locked in at DH and there's no flexibility there.
Yeah.
If you're going to pay Schwarber, why not just pay Pete?
Yeah, that's true.
Who at least can play first. Yeah, Schwarber's the better. Yeah. Schwarber's the better home run hitter, but Pete's proven in New York, and he can play at least a little first. There's more value there as opposed to Schwarber, who he's locked in at DH. You can't use that spot anywhere else. I don't think, because of that reason, I don't think the Mets are going to be interested in Schwarber.
Yeah, he's played like 15 games in the field the last couple of years, so he's a complete DH at this point.
You're not going to pay, what's he going to get?
4 years.
Okay, for what, 27, 28 million a year, something
ish,
like that?
Ish, yeah, he's going to get over 100 mil.
I would not do that. I love the bat.
Yeah.
I think the time to get him was 3 years ago.
Yeah, you said that before, the last count. Okay, I got you.
So, and if I'm going to pay somebody, I would pay Pete. So anyway, if Pete is open to DH, which the reports are he is, there is no excuse to me for the Mets to draw the line anywhere. I get that it's getting ridiculous when you start thinking of you're going to give him $200 million, but whatever the market says, that means somebody else is willing to pay it. You should then bring Pete back. And if you don't, then you better make sure you get Bellinger, and you probably need Tucker on top of that. Like, it can't be. Now I don't think the Mets could bring back both Pete and Nimmo and make their team better defensively.
Oh, I don't like that.
That's why I'm saying I think there's a better chance. I said this last night on Sportsline on SNY. I think there's a better chance the Mets move on from Nimmo and keep Pete than the easy thought of, well, Pete's not signed, he's going to walk, and the Mets would be stuck with Nimmo because he can't be traded. I think that they know they'd be better off investing the money that they invested in Nimmo in Pete instead.
Yeah, but you got to get somebody to bite on Nimmo. And if it's not the Rockies, I'm not saying nobody would. He's got power, and, you know, I mean, I get it.
I mean, he's
got to get him in the right ballpark.
He's a good offensive player.
He's fine. He's above good, average.
And
no
it's
question.
Not like he's making a ton of money. I think he's got 6 years left.
20-something.
Okay, so it's about Okay, I mean,
I got it. I don't disagree.
I think that there's value. I think the hardest part would be getting him to accept it. But if it's to maybe his hometown team, the Rockies.
Or maybe the Angels, something else out west, closer to Colorado. All right, so the Scooble thing is tricky because you can't control it.
Right. Okay, so my counter to you.
Go ahead.
What if Scooble's not available? Now what?
Well, now you've got to get a combination of Suarez. I like Cease more than you. Suarez and Valdez. And then you have
two of those top free agents.
You got to. And by the way, the whole thing, and I know why you say that. Like, he's been a little bit banged up. And I know Dylan Cease is not a 1A on a World Series type of team. I get that. But Dylan Cease and Michael King, guys like that, if they were taking the ball last summer when the Mets were, when they were hemorrhaging and you're getting 2 1/3, 1 inning, 3 innings, like, the Mets may have been a playoff team. And Dylan Cease, I don't love him either. I agree with you. You realize, though, and I didn't even really fully realize this until I double-checked this morning, he has had five, not one, two, three, five straight seasons of at least 32 starts, so he takes the ball every 5 days, and five straight years of 200 strikeouts.
Sadly, I look at that.
That's pretty good.
You know what I think, though, when I look at that, because I'm a big law of averages guy?
What?
I look at that and say, he's probably due for an injury. You know what I'm saying? When a pitcher's throwing, he's going to be 30. He's already giving you, to your point, 165, 184, 177, 189, 168.
Look at the starts made. I mean, 32, 33, 32, 32, 33. That's a horse.
What do you think he's going to get?
I don't know. His contract I don't have much of a feel for what he's going to ask for or get.
His ERA last year was four
change.
I know. 4.5.
I know.
Career 3.88. That to me is a good third or fourth starter.
What would he have been better than Manaea last year?
You might have been better than Manaea last year.
All right, but I mean, I'm not available. Cease might be. or desired at this point, I'm not.
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Now streaming on Paramount Plus, it's the return of Landman. I got to tell you, all this talk about Landman, reading these reads.
Jump into it?
Well, no, I'm excited to jump into it. I'm intrigued now by it. Boomer talking about it like it's a great show. I'm into it. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton. He is back. Featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season now, streaming only on Paramount+.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.